Chapter 2. Concord, Massachusetts, Tuesday. Messina's annoyance at being ripped off and then treated like a dunce by the bank had subsided by the time he woke the next morning in his house outside Boston. There were, after all, many other things occupying his mind, most especially the morning's test of a new autonomous bot they were working on. It was just before 5 o'clock and still dark. Winter lingered in the low hills around Boston, fogging Messina's breath as he walked onto the concrete veranda in front of his house. The low-slung postmodern structure had been situated to take advantage of the view. Had it been a little later, Messina might have gazed at the mirror-edged Hancock Tower and the Prue off in the distance. In winter, much of Boston was visible, not just those tall landmarks. You could see the Custom House, and even if the air was clear and the light good, a church spire or two. Thick evergreens obscured things closer to the east and south. The highway, so convenient for his work, was out of sight, as was the industrial area that had first attracted him to the location. If Messina had been more of a dreamer, or rather one who dreamed in a certain way, he might have fantasized that he lived in the middle of untouched land, sufficiently removed from the distant city, to be immune from its charms, as well as its vices. But Messina was not that sort of dreamer, no Emerson and certainly no Thoreau. If there was an American he might emulate, it would be Edison or Bell, great thinkers whose thoughts turned to things far more tangible than nature. Though in many respects, Messina might be said to be the modern embodiment of the vision Emerson articulated in the essay Self-Reliance, Messina's world was one of computers and robots, of nanotechnology, and forces far beyond Emerson's ken. The lights at the far end of the winding driveway switched on, announcing the arrival of Chelsea Goodman, who was taking Messina to work today while his car was being serviced. This was a matter of convenience for both of them, since Chelsea didn't own a car and was using one of the company trucks to transport both herself and the subject of the morning's test to the proving ground south of the city. The gates at the foot of Messina's property swung open, activated by a coded input from the driver on a small...